So if you fail in life, if you go out and get pregnant out of wedlock, if you go knock up some girl that you're not married to, if you drop out and don't finish your education and don't learn how to read, if you don't make adequate money to support yourself in the United States of America because you're not showing up and you're, well, you know, it's just systemic racism. It's just generational racism. That's garbage. Well, it's easy for you to say, Pastor Anderson, you grew up with a dad in the home. You grew up with your dad in the home. You don't understand. A lot of black people aren't growing up with a dad in the home. Well, then you know what that tells me? There's something wrong with their culture. There's something wrong with a culture that doesn't have dad in the home.
Amen.
So why would I say, oh, no, their culture is just as good as ours? Not if it takes dad out of the home.
Right.
Not if it's a bunch of bastard children without parents, because that's not what the Bible says the blessing.
Right.
And you know what? It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. They're exactly the same on the inside. White, black, red, yellow, brown. We're all the same on the inside. We're all of one blood. We all have the same type of soul. But let me tell you something. The hip-hop culture is garbage.
Yeah,
and the hip-hop culture is what has destroyed black America.
Yeah, right.
And if they want to blame somebody, you know what they're to blame is the hip-hop culture.
Yep.
What they're to blame is their phony, fake preachers, because we know that black churches are notorious for having these preachers that are rich and filthy rich and driving fancy cars and wearing fancy suits.
Right.
How many times have we seen it?
Yeah. Right.
You go to South Chicago in the ghetto and the pastor's driving a Mercedes, the pastor's driving a Jaguar, the pastor's wearing a fancy clothes. Hey, that's a cultural problem right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
False religion,
yeah.
Fake preachers.
Yeah.
Fake Pentecostal churches. You know, look, if black people want to blame someone for their problems, blame the fake churches, the fake Pentecostal churches, and then blame hip-hop culture, which encourages fornication, adultery, drunkenness, and drugs. Why don't you blame that?
Yeah.
Okay, and let me tell you something. Hip-hop is garbage.
Amen.
And you know what? I know there's a bunch of white people listening to hip-hop as well. I know there's a bunch of white people that embrace the hip-hop culture because this has nothing to do with race.
Right, right.
Because white people are going to be just as stupid if they're into the hip-hop culture. White people are also going to do the graffiti. They're also going to smoke the pot. They're also going to get drunk. They're also going to be lazy. They're also going to fornicate and commit adultery. Hey, white people are going to be the same as black people. If they're both influenced by hip-hop culture, they're both going to be hip-hop idiots. Everybody see what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with color. Instead of blaming white people or blaming racism, no, why don't you blame the fact that your culture isn't encouraging family values? Because when there's a Planned Parenthood in every black neighborhood, that's not encouraging family values.
Right.
Does everybody understand what I'm saying? So why don't you blame Planned Parenthood? Why don't you blame the public school system for teaching kids that they're an animal, evolved from a monkey, instead of a human being made in the image of God? Folks, we need to not get sucked into this garbage of looking at the problems amongst minorities and saying, well, these problems are due to racism. It's the evil white man. Folks, that's nonsense. You know what? I've got my problems. You've got your problems. But you know what? We got to take responsibility for our own problems.
Yeah, right.
And people tell me that I have white privilege. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I didn't get some big inheritance or something. My parents didn't give me some big college fund or give me money or pay my way. I mean, most of us here that are white people, didn't we all start out when we were 17, 18, 19 and just go out and have to work? And we worked minimum. Who's ever worked a minimum wage job? You know, we all started out working minimum wage, doing some menial task. And we had to do what? We had to climb the ladder ourselves.
Yeah, but you don't understand. It's that you had a dad in the home.
You know why I had a dad in the home? Because of Christian values that liberals hate. I had a dad in the home because of Christian values that liberals hate.
Yeah.
And so basically, we're supposed to accommodate society so that minorities can have no dad in the home and still succeed. Let me tell you, you're not going to succeed without a dad in the home.
Yeah.
In general, obviously there are exceptions to that. But in general, it's God's will for a mom and a dad and kids. The nuclear family is God's will.
Amen.
And so therefore, that's what you need to succeed. You don't need affirmative action to succeed. You need Christian action to succeed.
Yep. Amen.
You need a man in the home. You need godly Christian values. You need dinner as a family. You need church on Sunday morning, church on Sunday night, church on Wednesday night, reading the Bible, praying, family altar. Hey, that's going to fix your situation. Not, well, here, let's hand you more benefits, and here, let's prop you up, you poor, uneducated, ignorant thing. That's what the liberals see when they see minorities, right? Because the smart kids are the opposite of the, right? I mean, that's what Biden said. Folks, I know this might be a hard sermon, but you know what? Hard preaching is not just a slogan around here. It's not just a web domain. Okay, it's not just a buzzword. Hard preaching is because you know what? Sometimes the truth can be hard to swallow, but what I'm preaching to you this morning is the truth.
Amen.
It's true. Let me just end on a couple scriptures. You know, did I have you turn to Galatians 6?
No.
Go if you would to Galatians 6. The Bible says, if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. Hey, be responsible for your own success or failure. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for every man shall bear his own burden. Every man shall bear his own burden.